Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Wednesday, the 5th of August. And in the news today, Sports New Zealand make interim complaints mechanism available to gymnasts. The Thunder come up short against the Nuggets. Ireland in the hunt for the third one-day international. We'll have NRL updates, updates from the A-League as well, and some tennis news for you. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all the important sports news. And yes, today I am running solo, so a few technical things need to happen behind the scenes, but we'll try and make this run as smoothly as possible for you. And heading off into that cricket news, and the one-day international between England and Ireland is taking place as we speak. England were all out for 328 in the first innings. It's the first time England have batted first in this series. Ireland are currently chasing that total, and after 24 overs are 152 for one. One of the comments from the captain was the top order needed to produce runs, and Sterling and Ballyberry, and I'm sorry I've mispronounced his name, have responded with currently Sterling is on 88, not out. Balbirini is on 47, not out in that run chase. So that game really is looking like it's going to be a cracker. 174 runs needed from the second half of their of the innings, with so with 9 wickets still remaining. Reports over in the on the BBC suggest that the Women's Cricket World Cup in 2021 is going to be hosted here in New Zealand. It could be played behind closed doors and in a biosecure environment. Seems to me to be, let's be honest, unlikely to happen, but it is definitely a plan that the organisers should be looking at, and that eventuality they should be have a plan for. But with crowds at Super Rugby, as in level one, you've got to say, unless there is a big change, then the tournaments should be able to be held with crowds currently. Moving on to the football side of things, and the International Football Association Board and the FA have announced that players could be red carded for deliberately coughing at another player. Obviously, this will come down to the referee's judgment as to decide whether it is a deliberate cough or not, and also how close the players are. So if it's done If it's done close up, then clearly a red card. From further away, maybe yellow card. And finally, at distance, would be not punished at all, potentially. So clearly that's an interesting move by the authorities over there in football. Over in the A-League last night, and the Western Sydney Wanderers lost 1-3 to Perth Glory in that one. Western Sydney Wanderers in the lower half of the table, so unsurprising there that Perth Glory got the win. Perth Glory is currently sat in fifth in the table, 4 points behind Brisbane Roar over on that one. I'm now going to hand you over to Stephen, who is going to take us through our birthdays this morning.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio. In birthdays today, a dual NRL Premiership winner, an 81 Test All Black, now commentator, a hard man to stop at the best of times, and that's where we start this morning. Conrad Harrell, born this day, 5th of August 1991, is a Tongan professional rugby league footballer who plays as a centre for the Leeds Rhinos in Super League and also Tonga at international level. Harrell previously played in the NRL for both the New Zealand Warriors and the Gold Coast Titans. Moving right along, staying with the oval ball game, Justin Marshall, MNZM, born this day, the 5th of August 1973, is a former New Zealand rugby union player. Marshall played 81 games for the New Zealand All Blacks between 94 and 2005. He also played for the Crusaders in Super Rugby, winning the competition 5 times. He is now a Sky Sports commentator right here in New Zealand. In the 2005 Queen's Birthday Honours, Marshall was appointed a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit, and that was for services to rugby. And finally, this morning, Steve Matai, born this day, the 5th of August 1984, is a New Zealand former professional rugby league footballer who played in the 2000 and 2010s. A New Zealand National Representative Centre, he played in the National Rugby League for the Australian club, the Manly Sea Eagles. Matai won the Premiership in 2008 and 2011. Very, very impressive. So happy birthday to our three recipients today. I'll be back very, very shortly with all the league news.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for that update. And yes, he will be back with our NRL updates. Moving on then, in Gymnastics New Zealand, where we've had allegations of physical and mental abuse and also inappropriate approaches to athletes, and that it's a cultural issue there. Whilst last week, Gymnastics New Zealand said they had to launch an urgent inquiries. A lot of the ex-athletes, parents, etc., who had made complaints before, said that athletes had been sanctioned for making those mistakes and had missed out on various events that could qualify them for future Olympics. And hence, there was definitely a feeling from some reports that athletes would be scared to reticent to come forward about these things. And there were question marks around the Gymnastics New Zealand's email that they had set up. Now, the Sport New Zealand has got its interim complaints mechanism, which is an independent complaints mechanism, which headed up by a lawyer who decides what actions should be taken from the complaints, and also then also looks at putting the complaints together to see if there's a consistent story of issues about these sort of things. Normally, this is only available to sports that get high performance funding, and Gymnastics New Zealand is not one of those. So this has been extended to them I think this now gives athletes an independent way of making their concerns known in a confidential manner. So a more transparent process is being put in place. Now, this is just a reporting mechanism. It's not necessarily a full investigative mechanism. So there is still some way to go for the for faith to be restored that a culture change will happen in Gymnastics New Zealand, but it is at least a step in the right direction. Moving on then to basketball, and the Los Angeles Lakers have secured the Western Conference top seed for the first time in 10 years. They beat the Jazz 116-108 after they had lost to the Toronto Raptors, and that, as I say, gives them top seed in the Western Conference. Steve Adams has been in action for the Thunder, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who came up short against the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets won that one 121-113. In that one, Steve Adams only scored 9 points, but collected 10 rebounds in his team's efforts. But Porter Jr. With 12 rebounds and 137 points, plus also a triple double from Jokic, who had 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and 30 points, were enough to see the Denver Nuggets home in that one. That now leads the Oklahoma Thunder to be sixth seed, but they're guaranteed to get through to the finals as part of the Western on the Western Conference side, which we just said that the LA Lakers will take number one position in that. I'm now going to hand you back over to Stephen, who's going to take us through our NRL update.
Yes, good morning again, Paul. Well, plenty happening at the Warriors, because the team for Friday night's clash against the Manly Sea Eagles has been named. Blake Green to leave the Warriors, and Nathan Brown has now emerged as the favourite to take over as the head coach of the Warriors, and that's where we start our news this morning. Former Newcastle Knights coach Nathan Brown has emerged as the new favourite for the Warriors coaching job, and that's according to reports out of Australia. It follows the shock revelation last night that interim Warriors coach Todd Payton turned down a full-time role at the club. In another twist in the coaching saga, Brown, who dropped out of the race last month, is now considered the favourite to coach the Warriors next season, and that's according to the Daily Telegraph. Brown, who was axed as the Newcastle coach last August, withdrew his interest for the Warriors role, but that was before Payton's rejection, the report suggests. Brown is reportedly close friends with Warriors recruitment boss Peter O'Sullivan and now has the inside lane on the race for the coaching job. The 46-year-old has also coached the Dragons, Knights and Super League clubs, St. Helens and Huddersfield, and was, of course, one of the first names mentioned when Stephen Kearney had moved on. And speaking of moving on, Warriors playmaker Blake Green has been granted an immediate release from his contract. Green approached the club through his manager, Isaac Moses, seeking a release from the last 3 months of his contract to enable him to join another NRL club. The Warriors announced, "We were committed to Blake staying with us for the rest of the season, but he and his management have indicated they want an immediate release," said Warriors boss Cameron George. "Given the circumstances, we have granted his request. We thank Blake for the contribution he has made to the Vodafone Warriors over the last 3 years and wish him and his family all the very best for the future." Green will now join the Newcastle Knights for the remainder of the NRL season. The move is a big boost for the injury-hit Knights in their hopes to make the finals, while the Warriors lose one of their most consistent performers of this season. And finally, that Warriors team named for Friday night. Just the one change to the Warriors starting lineup that takes on the Sea Eagles. Chanel Harris-Tavita starts at halfback following Blake Green's departure from the club. Chanel Harris-Tavita starts as halfback, and that'll be a good opportunity for him to cement that place, that full Warriors team, starting from fullback Tuivasa Sheck, Herbert, Pompey, Hiku, Jennings, and Nikarima make up the back line. And of course, at the halfback is Chanel Harris-Tavita, Jermaine Tonoa-Brown, Carl Lawton, Jack Hetherington, Eliasa Katoa, Tohu Harris, and Jazz Tavanga make up the rest of the pack. Off the bench, we have got Wayne Egan, Adam Blair, Daniel Alvaro, and Lachlan Burr off the interchange. Beg your pardon. So that's our Warriors team to take on the Manly Sea Eagles on Friday night. That is all your league news for today. Hope you have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow morning with more birthdays and more league news.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for that league update. Moving on then into snow sports. And this coming weekend, we have the Adaptive Snow Sports Festival from being held in Queenstown. That's from the 7th to the 9th of August. So, yes, we wish everyone, all participants who are going to take part in that, they have a great time down there in Queenstown. Also, in snow sports, the freestyle series have been running their cyber slope style, which is where essentially people take videos of themselves doing a freestyle run and submit it in to the competition. That has now closed, and they'll be announcing the winners soon. So if you want to catch some of those videos, head over to SSNZ Freestyle Series on Facebook, and you can see some of the runs that the juniors have been putting up on there. There's some really cool videos, so go check out those, I say, over on the Freestyle Series Facebook page. Moving on then into tennis, and the Madrid Open has been cancelled due to a spike in coronavirus cases in Spain, so it cannot be held due to the deteriorating coronavirus situation. It was due to be held on the 12th of September, or to start on the 12th of September. This is a key tournament in the run-up to the French Open, and part of that European clay court series, so that and players such as Rafael Nadal had been lined up, named to be or on the entry list for this event. The women's tennis tour restarted this week with the Palermo event, and the men's tour will be starting later this month in New York with the Western and Southern Open. So is how the tennis is going, and unfortunately another tournament has had to be cancelled there. You have now started your day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go. Just download the New Zealand Sports Radio podcast. We're available on Spotify, iTunes, where else? iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcatcher. Don't forget to join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Standoff Show, for your weekly league fix with Brad and Sanjay. And I hope you all are having a wonderful week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.